ध्यान शास्त्र विचारणैक निपन्नौ सद्धर्म संस्थापको लोकानां हितकारिणा त्रिभुवने मान्यो शरण्याकरो राधा कृष्ण पदारविन्द भजना नन्देन मचालिको वन्दे रूप सनातन रघुयग श्रीजीव गोपालक वन्दे रूप सनातन रघुयग श्रीजीव गोपालको
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 1, Characteristics of Pure Devotional Service. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 29th Chapter, Srila Kapila Dev, while instructing his mother, has given the following characteristics of pure devotional service. Madguna Sukti Matrena Mayi Sarva Guhashaye Manogatir Avichchana Yata Gangam Basom Budhau Lakshanang Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Hi Udaritam Ahoituki Avyavihata Ya Bhakti Purushottame Salokya Sarshti Samipya Sarupyai Katvam Apyuta Diyamanang na grignati vina mat sevanang jana. My dear mother, those who are my pure devotees and have no desire for material benefit or for philosophical speculation, have their minds so much engaged in my service that they are never interested in asking me for anything except to be engaged in that service. They do not even beg to live in my abode with me. There are five kinds of liberation, namely, to become one with the Lord, to live with the Supreme Lord on the same planet, to have the same features as the Lord, to enjoy the same opulence as the Lord, and to live as a companion of the Lord. But a devotee, what to speak of rejecting material sense gratification, does not even want any of these five kinds of liberation, for he or she is simply satisfied by discharging loving service to the Lord. That is the characteristic of pure devotion. In the above statement by Kapila Dev from Srimad Bhagavatam, the actual position of a pure devotee is described, and the primary characteristics of devotional service are also defined. Further characteristics of devotional service are described by Rupa Goswami with evidences from different scriptures. Rupa Goswami states that there are six characteristics of pure devotional service, which are as follows. The first symptom is called relief from material distress. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. One should surrender to Krishna, giving up all other engagements. Krishna also gives his word that he will protect the surrendered souls from the reactions of all sinful activities. Srila Rupa Goswami says that the distresses from sinful activities are due both to the sins themselves and to sins committed in our past lives. Generally, one commits sinful activities due to ignorance. But ignorance is no excuse for evading the reaction of sinful activities. Sinful activities are of two kinds, those which are mature and those which are not mature. The sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment are called mature, and the many sinful activities stored within us for which we have not yet suffered are considered immature. For example, a man may have committed criminal acts but not yet been arrested for them. Now, as soon as he is detected, arrest is awaiting him. Similarly, for some of our sinful activities, we are awaiting distresses in the future. And for others which are mature, we are suffering at the present moment. In this way, there is a chain of sinful activities and their concomitant distresses. And the conditioned soul is suffering life after life due to these sins. He or she is suffering in the present life the results of sinful activities from one's past life. And one is meanwhile creating further sufferings for his or her future life. Mature sinful activities are exhibited if one is suffering from some chronic disease, if one is suffering for some legal implication, if one is born in a low and degraded family, or if one is uneducated or very ugly. There are many results of past sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment, and we may be suffering in the future due to our present sinful activities. But all of these reactions to sinful deeds can immediately be stopped if we take to Krishna consciousness. As evidence for this, Rupa Goswami quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, verse 19. This verse is in connection with Lord Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, wherein Krishna says, Yathagni susamriddharchi karotyedangsi basmasat tatha mad vishaya bhaktir Uddhava inangsi kritsnasha. O my dear Uddhava, devotional service unto me is just like a blazing fire which can burn into ashes unlimited fuel supplied to it. The purport is that as the blazing fire can burn any amount of fuel to ashes, so also devotional service to the Lord in Krishna consciousness can burn up all the fuel of sinful activities. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna thought that fighting was a sinful activity. But Krishna engaged Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra under his order. And so the fighting thus became devotional service. Therefore Arjuna was not subjected to any sinful reaction. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes another verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, verse 6, in which Devahuti addresses her son Kapiladev by saying, Yan namadeya sravananukirtanad, yat pravanad, yat smaranad api kvachit, svadopi sadya savanaya kalpate, kukta punaste bhagavan nu darshanat. O my dear Lord, there are 9 different kinds of devotional service, beginning from hearing and chanting. And anyone who hears about your pastimes, or who chants about your glories, or who offers you obeisances, or who thinks of you, and in this way executes any of the 9 kinds of devotional service, even if that person is born in a family of dog eaters, which is considered the lowest grade of mankind, such a devotee becomes immediately qualified to perform sacrifices. As such, how is it possible that anyone actually engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness has not become purified? It is not possible. One who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service has without doubt become freed from all contaminations of material sinful activities. Devotional service, therefore, has the power to actually nullify all kinds of reactions to sinful deeds. As such, a devotee is nevertheless always alert not to commit any sinful activities. This is one's specific qualification as a devotee. Thus, Srimad Bhagavatam states that by performing devotional service, a person who was born even in a family of dog eaters may become eligible to take part in the performance of ritualistic ceremonies which are recommended in the Vedas. In this statement, it is implicit that a person born into a family of dog eaters is generally not fit for performing yajna or sacrifice. The priestly caste in charge of performing these ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas is called the Brahmana order. For unless one is a Brahmana, one cannot perform these ceremonies. A person born in a Brahmin family or in a family of dog eaters is all due to one's past activities. If a person is born into a family of dog eaters, it means that one's past activities were all sinful. But even if such a person takes to the path of devotional service and begins to chant the holy names of the Lord, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Such a person is at once fit to perform ritualistic ceremonies. This means that his or her sinful reactions have immediately become neutralized. It is stated in Padma Purana that there are 4 kinds of effects due to sinful activities, which are listed as follows. The effect which is not yet fructified, the effect which is lying as seed, the effect which is already mature, and the effect which is almost mature. And it is also stated that all these four effects become immediately vanquished for those who surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu and become engaged in His devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. Those effects described as almost mature refer to the distress from which one is suffering at present, and the effects lying as seed are in the core of the heart, where there is a certain stock of sinful desires which are like seeds. The Sanskrit word kutam means that they are almost ready to produce the seed or the effect of the seed. An immature effect refers to the case where the seedling has not yet begun. From this statement of Padma Purana, it is understood that material contamination is very subtle. Its beginning, its fruition and results, and how one suffers such results in the form of distress are part of a great chain. For instance, when one catches some disease, it is often very difficult to ascertain the cause of the disease, where it originated, how it is maturing, etc. The suffering of a disease, however, does not appear all of a sudden. It actually takes time. And as in the medical field, for precaution's sake, the doctor injects a vaccination to prevent the growing of contamination. The practical injection to stop all the fructifications of the seeds of our sinful activities is simply engagement in Krishna consciousness. In this connection, Shukadeva Goswami speaks in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter, verse 17. Taistani Agani Puyante Tapo Dana Vratadabhi Na Dharmajang Tad Dridayang Tad Apishangri Sevaya. This concerns the story of Ajamila, who began life as a fine and dutiful Brahmana, but in his young manhood became wholly corrupted by a prostitute. At the end of Ajamila's wicked life, just by calling out the name Narayana, Ajamila was saved despite so much sin. Shukadev points out that austerity, charity, and the performance of ritualistic ceremonies for counteracting sinful activities are all recommended processes, but that by performing them, one cannot remove the sinful desire seed from the heart, as was the case with Ajamila in his youth. The sinful desire seed can be removed only by achieving Krishna consciousness, and this can be accomplished very easily by chanting the Maha Mantra or Hare Krishna Mantra as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other words, unless one adopts the path of devotional service, he or she cannot be 100% clean from all the reactions of sinful activities. By performing Vedic ritualistic activities, by giving money in charity, and by undergoing austerity, one can temporarily become free from the reactions of sinful activities, but at the next opportune moment, one must again become engaged in sinful activities. For example, a person suffering from venereal disease on account of excessive indulgence in sex life, has to undergo some severe pain in medical treatment, and one is then cured for the time being. But because one has not been able to remove the sex desire from one's heart, he or she must once again indulge in the same thing and become a victim of the same disease. So, medical treatment may give temporary relief from the distress of such venereal disease. But unless one is trained to understand that sex life is abominable, it is impossible to be saved from such repeated distresses. Similarly, the ritualistic performances, charity and austerity, which are recommended in the Vedas, may temporarily stop one from acting in so many sinful ways. But as long as the heart is not clear, one will have to repeat sinful activities again and again. Kvachin nivartate badrat, kvachchit charati tat puna. Prayas chittam ato partam, manye kundara shauchavat. Here is another example given in Srimad Bhagavatam concerning the elephant who enters into a lake and takes a bath very seriously, cleansing its body thoroughly. But then, as soon as the elephant comes onto shore, it again takes some dust from the earth and throws it all over its body. So similarly, a person who is not trained in Krishna consciousness cannot become completely free from the desire for sinful activities. And in the same way, neither the yogic process, nor philosophical speculations, nor fruitive activities can save one from the seeds of sinful desires. For only by being engaged in devotional service can this be done. There is another evidence in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 22nd chapter, verse 39, wherein Sanat Kumar says, Yat pada pankaja palasha bilasya bhaktya karmashayam gratitam udgratayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayopi ruddha shrokto ganatam aranang bhaja vasudevam. My dear king, the false ego of a human being is so strong that it keeps one in material existence as if tied up by a strong rope. Only devotees can cut off the knot of this strong rope very easily. And they do this by engaging themselves in Krishna consciousness. But others who are not in Krishna consciousness, but who are trying to become great mystics or great ritual performers, cannot advance like the devotees. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to engage him or herself in the activities of Krishna consciousness in order to be freed from this tight knot of false ego and engagement in material activities. This tight knot of false ego is simply due to ignorance. For as long as one is ignorant about his or her real identity, one is sure to act wrongly and thereby become entangled in material contamination. This ignorance of factual knowledge can also be dissipated by Krishna consciousness, as confirmed in the Padma Purana as follows. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the highest enlightenment, and when such enlightenment is there, it is just like a blazing forest fire, killing all the inauspicious snakes of desire. The example is being given in this connection, that when there is a forest fire, the extensive blazing automatically kills all the snakes in the forest. There are many, many snakes on the ground of the forest. And when the fire takes place, it burns the dried foliage, and the snakes are immediately attacked. Animals who have four legs can flee from the fire, or can at least try to flee, but the snakes are immediately killed. And so similarly, the blazing fire of Krishna consciousness is so strong that the snakes of ignorance are immediately killed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to my loving spiritual master, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada.